God of life and death, thank you for the sacrifice of so many for the safety of our country. May we continue to honor our veterans and their service for many years to come, and never let them be forgotten. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Like. I'm hitting like on that one. Like.
You're liking that one?
Oh, I'm in this Facebook like. I like everything now. Somebody says, one of my friends say something, I go, like.
I'm very wary of the like. Like, I can't like too many things because, you know, it starts posting it and this is what you're way into. And I'm like, well, I like it, but it doesn't mean I'm way into it. You don't have to list it somewhere.
Catherine's sick. She's under the weather. She rates it on her Twitter. It goes to her Facebook. People see it on Facebook. They like it. I'm in bed all day. I'm a little sick. Like. Like. I like Keith and the girl and like everything we do. We have ads now on Facebook, I understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you see the ad, write like.
You don't write it, Keith. You click it.
Click like.
Yeah, like everything Keith and the Girl on Facebook. Plug in Facebook, plug in Keith and the Girl in the search thing and like it all.
I had cereal this morning. Like.
I posted a picture of the inside of somebody's butt last night from Skits and Tits. Like.
Ugh. You know what's funny? There's no don't like. There's no thanks. Not interested. Either like my Twitter shits or you're ambivalent. But nobody can write you don't like it.
Well, you can also, you can't write love it. Having a sad day. Love it.
Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us, of course, at keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. This show is brought to you by musicliferadio.com. Musicliferadio.com features folks like Jason Everman of Nirvana, Soundgarden, stories from Mark Maron, and even Keith and the Girl-ers like Guitar Rob and intern Kyle Thompson. Go to musicliferadio.com for stories at the intersection of music and life.
Sweet.
But yes, today is Veterans Day, so go ahead, Kanda.
It's like the one day that we don't have off, though.
You could go ahead. I'm right here.
Oh, are you a veteran?
Yes, I'm a veteran. For God's sakes,
what'd you do? Mushrooms?
You go in the military.
What'd you do? Lick bananas? I read your autobiography. I know what you did in the military. I'm gonna unlike you.
Oh. I'm a veteran. I have the papers to prove it.
Really? I'd like to see those papers, John Petrie.
He is not a veteran because somebody stole my army papers. Does not make them a veteran. I'm the veteran.
I don't know.
If you serve and you get an honorable discharge, you are a veteran.
I think you served in the scouts and...
How dare. How dare. Can you imagine, folks? This is still, by the way, the greatest thing that I have ever gotten.
He's holding it to the camera, and we're going to explain in a second, but I really think, and I'm being completely sincere, that Keith teared up from this.
It's a real honest-to-goodness flag. You know, the hand-stitching and all that. This flag was flown aboard the world's finest fighter aircraft, the finest one, the F-16 Viper. If John Petrie stole this, I would hunt him down a little faster,
yeah?
To be honest.
All right.
It was flown on a combat mission in support of the brave and faithful women and the women, faithful men and women, excuse me, of the United States Armed Forces engaged in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Armed with the most advanced weaponry, members of the 332nd Expeditionary Fighter Squadron delivered justice 23-6, do you think?
I don't know.
No, 24-7.
Oh, I see.
Without prejudice to those attempting to harm members of the coalition who so bravely fought for the freedom and safety of others, this flag was flown on 7 September 2009 in honor of Keith Malley and Hamda Khalili. Thank you for your support. From a lieutenant colonel.
I really just got the chills, and I'm not normally into the military type stuff, but for somebody to bother with all this for us, you know, I'm sure that you have to clear it somehow, you know. It's not a joke. You can't just... You know, there's but so many being flown, and then we get it sent to us. We need a frame for this thing. I know they make specific frames where you can have the
triangle frame and the plaque, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna put it. First thing I'm putting up in the new studio.
Yeah.
This and the flag, and on the bottom you see the American flag and the Iraqi flag. If you just give me a second, I'm gonna cross out the Iraqi flag. No thanks, and circle the American flag.
And then it makes it so much more official right. That way.
I like the American flag.
You know what we should do? We should frame it post it up on our in our new studio, and then put a like button underneath.
Mm-hmm. Bloop. And people are going to touch it. They won't be able to help themselves. And totally. They don't know what it does. It goes bloop.
Do you know what? Anyone who touches our like button should have to owe us a dollar. It automatically goes from their account.
I got an airborne patch from somebody else that was in combat. I'm looking right here. This is the honest to goodness Stanley Cup over in Iraq at the time with the Keith and the Girls shirt on it. I get a kick out of all this stuff. Now, none of it's the Bastoludska Canal.
Oh, that award.
From Sweden. Don't get me wrong, but I love all of it. Hey, speaking of which, by the way, my veteran service is documented in my autobiography coming out. It's for pre-sale right now. It's going out the beginning of December.
I would say if you're in the military and you bought it, please do not show it to any officers or anyone higher than you. I feel like they can discharge you like it later in life.
I can get a dishonorable discharge now.
Yes, retroactively, dishonorably discharged.
I'm going to get... What do you call that? Notarized. I'm going to get my discharge notarized so they can't take it back. But yeah, you go to keithandthegirl.com/store, type in new store, one word, for the promo code at the end of your shopping. You save 10% off everything. And
there's a limited time on these discount codes. We have two discount codes right now. One is book and one is new store. And all that information is on keithandthegirl.com/store. But if you were thinking of, let's say, getting a sweatshirt, get it now. We only have very few left, and we're not going to reorder it. We are actually moving the studio in the new year, and please buy our merchandise so we don't have to pack this much. And we're not going to buy new merchandise until we get to the new studio. And some of the stuff is running low a little bit.
And the book is a limited first edition.
Exactly.
Maybe second edition talks about when the Army takes back my honorable discharge. I don't know. But right now, there's a limited first edition.
It's a perfect way to support the show, keithandthegirl.com/store.
Solly is sending me a link, militaryflagdisplaycase.com. Done.
Thank you.
Done. What else do I need? I need a new car. Newcar.com, Keith. Wait, thank you.
Good.
I saw the movie Cop Out.
Why?
You know, this is how bad my movie disease is. I have to see, people know I have to see the new Saw 16 because I've seen all the Saws. Mm-hmm. I did not enjoy any of the Saw movies.
Not even number one?
Not even number one. People like that one. I don't find it clever, quite frankly.
I would think you could quit after one. Like, one gauges the, okay, I'm into the series.
You're right. You're right. But yeah, you ever be like, nothing's on TV. I want to just stare at something.
Yeah.
All right, Saw 2. Let's see what they do.
I've been avoiding Sex and the City too because I thought Sex and the City
the
1...
The sequel, when you say 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw the first one, and I feel like they bitch-slapped me so hard that, you know, I do sit in front of the TV sometimes, and I'm like, I'm out of everything. We have 5 billion channels. There's nothing to watch. We have every movie channel in the world. Right. They repeat the same goddamn shit, you know? And I'm like, oh, maybe I should just put Sex in this. I at least know the characters. It's this kind of brain. I know the characters. I get the idea. You know, you kind of know where you're going to go with it, you know?
Right.
I'm like, no, they're going to show me a whole bunch of fashion bullshit. Samantha is going to talk funny again. I can't. And I've managed to avoid it.
Good for you. Not me. Thank you. Not me. Then Saw 3 comes out. And I'm like, well, I've seen 1 and 2. Then Saw 4 comes out. And I go, well, okay. 4 is the one I'm going to miss. 5 comes out, and now this new 6, well, what am I going to do? Not see 6? Of course I'm going to see it. Well, now, this is how bad my movie disease is. I'm watching the movie Cop Out. It's directed by Kevin Smith. I don't like anything Kevin Smith has ever done.
Ever.
But I've seen everything Kevin Smith has done. And because I've seen everything a director has done.
Oh, my God.
It's this like counts? I have to see his work. Now, I know this is going to blow balls, but I like Bruce Willis. I like Tracy Morgan, and I feel like I like Kevin Smith, the person. And I'm like, all right, I'll see it.
See, oh my God, but Kevin Smith, does this count as a Kevin Smith movie? I feel like the diehards wouldn't count this one.
Why not? He's selling out because it's got Bruce Willis?
No, I don't believe you're selling out because you're using names that will actually sell tickets. You know, I don't think so. I think it's just a progression in a career. But it's not his kind of movie, I wouldn't say. You know, his is more about chit-chats and philosophies and your average daily life, not blowing up shit and laughing at it.
It was,
you know what I mean?
So,
am I wrong?
I don't know. I think he just they gave him some money. Maybe he always wanted to. Maybe in Clerks, he wanted egg cartons to blow up. I don't know.
Maybe he finally had the budget to make his movie.
Right, right. He had to do 17 art films.
That's a good point, though.
And now he can do this. I don't. I was. My God. My God. And of course, you know, I Twitter that I'm watching it. Many people liked that I was watching it. They could. But you know what? It's funny. And I've talked about this before, but people feel bad for Kevin Smith. Like, he's the...
Because he's so fat and he needs two seats on an airplane?
Not even.
No?
They're just, he's the underdog. And we got to root for this guy because he's our friend. Meanwhile, how many studio movies? He has 17 movies. When is he no longer the underdog? And nobody wants to say these movies are bad, I feel like, or they sound like an asshole. And I'm like, come on, watch it with me then. Like, no, okay, I see your point, but...
I feel like, though, have you considered this, that more people have your disease than you're aware of?
That
Do you know what I mean? Like, how many people are watching Saw 6 because they saw Saw 1 through 5?
Maybe. Maybe. We don't... We're not going to leave Saw 6 and go, I'm surprised, that blew. that sucked dick. I'm very surprised.
But I think Cop Out is, I think you're wrong about the Kevin, what's his face?
Smith.
Yeah, I think you're wrong about that.
Wrong about what?
I think you're wrong that people are going because he's the underdog or he's involved at all. People are going because these cop movies where there's sarcasm all over the place and blowing up shit is a type of movie that people absolutely adore. And it just because you stare at it and think it's stupid, that doesn't mean that majority of, let's say, Americans won't thoroughly enjoy it, like for real enjoy it. Like they enjoyed Jay Leno, like, and this guy.
I couldn't finish the movie.
I don't blame you.
I didn't get halfway through. And I'm like, I can't. I'm trying hard and I can't. Somebody told me that Kevin Smith complained that Bruce Willis was so hard to work with on the movie that Kevin Smith can't even watch Die Hard movies now without thinking what an asshole.
That's fair. That makes sense.
I'm seeing the movie Cop Out, and I'm like, I don't think I'm on Bruce's side. You know?
No.
I don't know. Hey, I don't know what he did, but this movie fucking blows.
I'm really surprised, though. This must blow so bad because you actually like the blow-up cop movies.
Sure.
So but you didn't like Training Day.
I didn't like...
Not that's a blow-up movie.
I didn't like the end. I found the end of Cop Out, no pun.
It was an intense movie. But I'm just surprised you didn't like it.
How do you compare that to Cop Out? Training Day? It was hilarious.
Because I made the mistake of trying to understand your taste in movies. That's all. I'm just trying to compare what cop movies you would be into, what you wouldn't be into.
And I remember when
it's a huge mistake.
When he had them smoke weed, but there's really PCP in the weed. I'm laughing. I'm like, no, this is a funny fucking movie.
Really? I thought it was so intense.
No, I wasn't laughing.
Oh, because Cop Out is a funny movie?
That's supposed to be.
Right. None of it is funny. That other one that we saw wasn't funny either. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, that one. Horrible.
The latest Die Hard?
Yes.
You didn't like it?
Horrible.
Well, you're being controversial now.
No, horrible.
That was very good.
That was ass. I can write that in 10 minutes. Oh, he's stealing my daughter. I'm going to blow up everything on the way to get her back. Did I get her back? Oh, I did. Did I say dumb shit on the way?
That's so stupid.
I'm so strong. I'm a one-man army. So good.
He was trained by the best.
He was trained by the best.
He
couldn't take the best with him to go get his daughter. No, I'll just do this myself because yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. I blew up the elevator. I blew up the bridge. I blew up the highway. I blew up the helicopter. The helicopter landed on a few cars. But my daughter's okay.
Everybody should
And by the way, she's smiling at the end after being kidnapped.
She's happy.
And threatened.
They got her. You wouldn't be happy?
There's no trauma. I want to see. I think those movies are meant for you, and the aftermath is meant for me. Like when she has to go through rehab to get over what happened, and you know they rebuild their relationship. I'll watch that movie.
Sean from Calgary is saying, I'm going to eventually see the new Resident Evil, even though I know it will suck because I love the games so much.
What does that mean?
You're not completely alone, Keith. There's Resident Evil video games. Mm-hmm. So he has to see the movie because he's played the video game.
See, I think more people are watching to see Bruce Willis than Kevin Smith. I think you're wrong about this Kevin Smith thing. For this one.
That nobody's seen the movie because it's Kevin Smith. They don't even know.
Not the majority. I think the majority are going for Bruce Willis in this kind of movie. All Bruce right. Willis and his partner. I forget his name. Morgan? Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Phil Collins says he has contemplated suicide recently. I think maybe he saw the movie Cop Out. In the new issue of Rolling Stones, on stands in the digital... in the digital archives this Friday, Phil Collins says he believes that he may have lived past lives and that he's contemplated suicide.
He may have lived past lives?
He may have lived past lives.
Oh, so he'll just come back anyway?
The reclusive singer who hasn't released an album of new material in nearly 10 years said that he's thought about killing himself. Decades of criticism have taken their toll, he says. He has little desire to create more music beyond his new disc of Motown covers. He says, I sometimes think I'm going to write this Phil Collins character out of the story. Phil Collins will just disappear or be murdered in some hotel bedroom, and people will say, what happened to Phil? And the answer will be, he got murdered. But yeah, anyway, let's carry on. That kind of thing.
Oh, goodness. That is so sad.
Collins says he often sees light orbs in he sees light orbs in a series of photographs that he took, saying that there's a paranormal energy around him. I don't want to sound like a weirdo. I'm not Shirley MacLaine or anything, but I'm prepared to believe. You've seen the pictures. You can't deny them. So therefore, it's possible that I was there in another life.
Now, imagine you are his family member or close friend, and you're reading this article. A, it sucks to find out like that. And B, what do you do? You just told the world that you're thinking of killing yourself. What do I do?
A neck injury has left him unable to hold drumsticks. He used to play drums, of course, right?
I don't know. I thought he was just a singer.
He can't even sign his signature.
Oh, wow.
At times, he can't wipe himself in the bathroom.
Okay, that's cause for depression.
I was going to stop drumming anyway, he says. I had stopped. I don't miss it. Wiping my ass, though? I wish I could do that.
I don't think he wrote that.
He admits that he'd had suicidal thoughts in recent years. I wouldn't blow my head off. I'd overdose or do something that didn't hurt. But I wouldn't do that to the children. A comedian who committed suicide in the 60s left a note saying, too many things went wrong too often. I often think about that.
That is so sad.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, you gotta watch him. He goes into Rite Aid. You're like, I'll come with you.
Yeah. Too many things went wrong too often. Ugh.
By the way, speaking of watching things, you were watching Gilmore Girls. You got it from Newsy, right?
Yeah, the box set.
And you...
It's hours of fun.
When did you... You've never watched the show marathon style like that. This is new for you.
No, it's very new. I caught Gilmore Girls somewhere in the middle, and I saw a couple episodes. And then when I realized at some point they played every day in order, I started watching it, but not from the beginning. And Newsy says he has it from the beginning, so I watched it marathon style. Not the whole thing, though. There's a lot of episodes.
It was like, what, 7 seasons or something,
right? I don't know. There's a lot. I don't even know if this box set is absolutely everything, but I'm only on disc 2.
When did you start watching the show? What season?
I don't know. I think season 3, I think.
Gilmore Girls is an American comedy drama series starring Lauren Graham and Alexis Bledel.
I think it's Bledsoe or something. I don't know.
The series debut... Would you think I'm just making these words up? Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
The series debuted on the WB and was canceled in its 7th season. The show follows single mother and her daughter. The mother is Lorelai. Are they...
They're both Lorelai, yeah, but the...
They're both Lorelai?
Yeah, the mom named the daughter. Actually, they say that in the first episode, which I didn't know. Yeah, but the daughter's nickname is Rory.
Lorelai!
Ugh, you are so annoying every time I watch that show.
Lorelai! Lorelai! Right?
Yes, right, in the middle of the show while I'm watching it.
Lorelai!
Very good.
I thought I asked you last night. I thought I said they're mom and daughter, the two main characters, and I thought you said they were sisters.
I thought you said that you weren't drinking.
What do you mean?
I think your memory might be skewed.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, I asked... And then I was talking to Catherine about it, and she used to listen to the show all the time. And
watch
I
the show.
Watch the show all the time. And I used to, I said, yeah, they're sisters. And he said, no, you're an idiot. They're mom and daughter.
Yeah.
And
they get mistaken for sisters all the time.
And I said, no, that's what I thought too.
Oh, no, you're arguing with her?
Yeah.
She used to watch the show.
She used to watch the show. And so.
Good. Now you can make fun of her instead of me.
I have to give a public apology and say that, Catherine, you were right. They, of course, are mother and daughter, and I was mistaken. You satisfied with that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. As signaled by its tagline, life short, talk fast. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
But I always felt that when you watch it. I'm like, this isn't how people talk.
They speak very fast. In fact, in interviews, they're asked how they can talk so fast.
The show is known for its fast-paced dialogue. I didn't know if it was just me. Filled with pop culture references. That's true, too. This girl's like 12 years old. She's referencing Woodstock. Do you know what I mean? She's always very hip and always referencing things like, how do you know about any of this?
Because she reads a lot.
I know.
And she's very educated about a lot of things.
It's drawn comparisons to the rating of Aaron Sorkin. I thought that, too. Aaron Sorkin did Studio 60, The West Wing, and I hear that, too. But I don't think Aaron Sorkin's so ridiculous.
I don't know how they memorize that much. And you know, they probably have double the amount to memorize as any other sitcom or hour-long drama.
What do you think it's like living in that town? Everybody's on edge. How you doing? I'm doing good, good, good. Everything's so fast, I wouldn't be able to keep up. Like, all right, I was just saying hi. Hi, how's it going? I'm like, wow, how are you ready with that?
And it's a sleepy town, too.
Yeah. They're very up and at 'em.
I love it.
You going to the Pumpkin Festival? Yes, I am. It's Tuesday. Wow, you were ready. You're quick. Well, she watches the show. You watch the show. And I have a Gilmore Girls trivia game right in front of me.
I'm going to so fail.
You ready, ladies?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, here we
go. I haven't seen in years.
Me neither, except for last night.
Uh-oh. You think that's going to help you, or maybe that could...
I think it would help.
It would only help, right?
It's only a refresher, because I wouldn't have remembered, you know, the boyfriend name or anything.
Okay, here we go, ladies. Says, I don't know who to root for. My girlfriend, my co-host. Obviously my girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
In the very first scene of the very first episode, what song is playing when Lorelai is walking across the street to Luke's?
Oh, who the fuck knows? And I just watched it. What's the first Christ. Song?
No, I'm just joking. It's There She Goes. But here we go. Here's the real quiz. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These will not be that hard. I was just being silly. All right, here we go. Hold on 1 second. The Gilmore Girls quiz. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the name of Luke's wife?
Luke's wife?
Whom he later divorced.
I know this.
Mrs. Luke. Mrs. Backwards Hat.
Oh, God.
Is Googling allowed?
No, Googling is not allowed. Nicole.
Oh. I guess we should have just guessed.
We were looking for... Do you recognize the name, Nicole?
No.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that Taylor was building a soda shop near Luke's and needed his signature, and the lawyer who came to get Luke's signature was named Nicole? Luke asks her out, and they date during the third season. At the end of the season, Luke and Nicole go on a cruise and get married. At the end of the fourth season, they're divorced.
I don't even remember all of that.
Who was Lorelai? Now, I don't know which one I'm talking about. Who was Lorelai engaged to during the second season?
Oh.
Max.
Max Medina. Only because I saw it yesterday.
All right. If the answer is Max, I think I have to give that to Catherine. Incorrect. 1 point. Max is correct. I'm going to make the points 1,000 points. 1,000 points for Max. Luke is always throwing Lorelai out of the diner because she is doing something not
Coffee.
Allowed in the diner. What is that?
Oh, talking on the phone. Only because I saw it yesterday.
All right. I'm going to count talking on the phone.
Talking on the cell phone.
I'm going to count talking on the cell phone as well. I wasn't sure because you gave 17 answers. But it's 1,000 to 1,000. Okay? Now, scores are doubled.
Oh.
So it's anybody's game. True or false? Jess is Rory's first boyfriend.
False. That was a tie.
Is that a tie?
Yep.
All right. 2,000 for both of you. That's now 3,000 each.
I forgot about that kid. That kid looks like Sylvester Stallone.
The answer, by the way, when somebody, when there's a true or false question, it's always false.
Really?
Yeah. For anything, not just this game. I mean, anything. It's like, you will, you know, you're at the doctor's and they have those little, the little TV you're watching, like, quiz. Eating vegetables only is the healthiest thing for you. You're like, false. Whatever you're fucking saying is false.
Because it's always trickery.
Right. What is Luke's sister's name? What is Luke's sister's name?
Lucinda.
The answer we are looking for is Liz.
I knew it was something close.
What high school does Rory get accepted to in the first episode?
Chilton.
Chilton
Academy,
you know,
is
what?
Correct.
I'm going to give this whole thing to Kat because I watched this yesterday, and that is the only reason I know any of these answers. I would not have remembered Chilton.
Okay, we have two more. Which of these... Oh, that's the same one. Hold on. Oh, okay. Which of these colleges... Oh, Rory must be really smart, right? That's why she can talk fast. She's been accepted to a lot of colleges, right? Which of the following did she not get accepted to?
See, this is not in the first season that I watched.
Columbia, Princeton, Harvard, or Yale? Where did she not get accepted to?
Columbia.
Columbia is correct.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, here we go. For a million points, anybody's game.
Now, do you respect the person who knows more or less?
I don't know yet. I don't know how I feel. What is the name of Jess's father?
Jess. I don't know.
Is it?
I don't know.
Jess is one of the choices.
I don't know. He seems like a junior. I don't know.
The answer is Jimmy.
I was close.
All right. It's anybody's game. Don't be sad. 1 billion points. What instrument does Lane play in her band?
I don't know.
Trombone? Trumpet?
Drums.
What? Sebastian Bach plays the drums. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Lane is in a band with Zach Bryan and Dave until Dave leaves to go to college and Gil takes his place. So, all right. This is the following one is for a babillion points. All right. Anybody's game. Rory already knows one of her roommates at college. Who is it?
Paris.
Paris Hilton is correct. Okay, one more.
Until she wins.
Okay, good luck, baby. This is for the whole shebang.
Oh, this one.
Don't let me down. Why does Lorelai break up with Jason?
Who's Jason?
Oh, because he's suing your father.
Because Jason was going to sue Richard?
Oh, yes. Guy.
That is correct!
Is the game suddenly done?
You won, baby!
Oh, look at that!
Die Hard 4, is that a good movie, Catherine?
No.
For 100 points, would you like to try again?
I've already won, so...
No. I give you a like, Catherine. What do you think of that?
Thanks.
Certainly. Well, congratulations, baby. You did it.
Thank you.
And I'm very proud of you. What are you wearing? Huh? All right. Congratulations, Catherine. And congratulations to you, Hamda.
Oh, suck it.
Okay. Very good. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye, baby.
All right. See ya. Bye.
We asked this, by the way. Congratulations. That was tough. But she did good. Come on, she did good. Don't be sad.
No, she knows a lot more.
What song?
How am I going to get over this?
What song was played in season 4 credits at the end of episode 6?
Probably something that is being played on WWE right now.
We asked this poll, by the way. Have you set fire to pictures of an ex? Because we read a story about a guy was with his current girlfriend, started burning pictures of an ex, and the house burned down, or at least burnt up. And I believe that it was the new girlfriend making him do that.
Yeah, not a lot of guys burn pictures, am I right? It's usually girl, usually, not all the time. According to our forums, there are a lot of guys who actually burn pictures. And what's interesting also is, and I didn't think of this, or maybe I did, there's a generation divide. A lot of, you know, people a lot younger than us don't even have physical pictures to burn.
Right. Right, you're right.
So they were talking about how, you know, I saw this one post where, well, I never burned pictures, but I deleted pictures. I, what's that when you link to somebody's thing? You know,
right.
So say that it's mostly like deleting rather than setting on fire, which I think is the equivalent now, right?
I believe so. Well, You don't like it, that's for sure. Have you set fire to pictures of an ex? 16% have. And I really can't remember if I did. I feel like, you know what I would be bad at? In a psychiatrist's office, if they were trying to have me remember a rape. Like, I would, nobody ever touched me. It's like, now think about it. Like, I feel like I feel tingling. Maybe I was touched.
If they describe it well enough, then yeah. You feel like you're there. Well, you have a great imagination.
I don't know if I've just seen enough movies where, you know, girls burn the picture of the guy. Mm. Usually that's the way it works. But I feel like I remember lighting the corner of a picture and started to watch it burn. But I don't necessarily remember that pop and crack and bubbling you would see.
But also, are you sure that it was a picture of an ex or you just wanted to light something on fire?
No, I did have a fascination with fire. When I was a kid, fascination with fire and a fascination with the devil. But unrelated. They were two separate phases.
It sounds perfectly Catholic.
And, but no, I remember. I had to have. I know I would have ripped up a picture of a girl being like, fuck you.
I never did. I never ripped it. I never threw it out. If it was thrown out, it was just because it didn't. There was nothing on the picture or something, but I really like saving pictures, even if it's an ex.
Well, this is what you're talking about. Flux Quanta is saying, I had pictures burned to a CD that I put in the microwave. Does that count?
What?
So, you know, you put a CD in the microwave and it snaps and crackles. It's kind of like lighting pictures on fire, right?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I think that's worse because you could destroy your microwave that you actually need to use.
That bitch got you again.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at pictures, like old pictures of exes and stuff like that, and, I don't know, get sad or upset?
No. Pictures to me, are just pictures. It's like, oh, shit, that's where I was. It's not, I like keeping ex pictures, you know.
Do you think a lot of your exes would say, like some girl in high school said, oh, I had this, I found this letter you wrote me in high school. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, burn it.
I was
in 12th grade. I'm done. I'm not marrying you. I'm not whatever the fuck I said. Like, I don't even want you to have it anymore. You allowed the letters and pictures when we're together. When we're done, those are done.
Well, it's not like I'm looking at pictures and I maybe would look at pictures, but it's not like I'm looking at letters and going, oh, this person really loved me. It's just what it was. I haven't reread a letter, I don't think, maybe possibly ever, because I look at it, if I see that it's some sort of love letter or card, I just sort of put it to the side. And I guess I feel like at some point in my life when I get old, that'll be fun, you know?
I get you.
And then it'll be sort of more reminiscent of my life. I don't reminisce like, oh, I wish somebody would love me the same, or oh, that wasn't true, or, you know, whatever. And in hindsight, everything looks like you were a kid. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, oh, that's funny that, you know, we're 21 and saying that to each other. Cute. You know what I mean? And it's just memories. It's just like, I like seeing, instead of holding on to the clothes that I used to wear, I like looking at the pictures. Like, wow, that's what I looked like. That's
Do you ever look, you have a whole box, maybe two, right, of pictures.
Yeah.
Do you ever go through them and cry, even if it's, you know, how you broads do, in the good way?
No.
No?
No, I'm not sentimental in that way. It's not really the pictures, but nobody died. Maybe if somebody died, that would freak me out, but no. It's just moments, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Sometimes I get the feeling of what I felt, like, oh, I was insecure at that point in my life, so it, like, runs through me, and that's weird.
Any smushy letter that I write to Catherine, on the bottom it says, void if we're not together.
I'll just send her all my old cards.
Okay. Scratch out your name.
Well, you just wrote baby, so it...
El Magato is saying, I voted yes to burning a picture, but he says, I'm an old man and I have burnt many things.
Well, let me ask you this, since we're asking a series of questions. You didn't really date anyone so much to be so angry with them or so, I don't know, looking back in, you know, terror or... heartache or anything like that.
Well, you know, when I was a veteran, of course, right. And when I was in the military,
I know this one person that you cannot get over.
She left like, oh, you're, you know, it's a big deal. You're in boot camp. It's the toughest thing you're going through, and you just get a letter like, it's good to hear that you're good. I'm well too. You know, that was basically the letter. I'm like, fuck you. But no, I'm. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in serious relationships per se or not. You can still get somebody can still do something that drives you crazy or makes you want to take out a lighter.
Do you throw out all old pictures and old cards?
I have no old pictures of girlfriends. None.
None?
Nope.
Oh, but your stuff got stolen, though.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would anyway. I just don't.
And what about letters and cards and things like that?
Nope.
You throw them out?
Yeah.
You just, as you see them, you're like, oh, okay, this isn't there anymore, so you throw it out.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it, I don't know, would it just bum me out? You know, this ended for whatever reason? I don't know. But no, I don't.
I think if it would bum me out, it would just bum me out, card or no card.
Do guys save this stuff, or is it just a girl thing?
I don't know that anyone saves it. I think that I'm more rare with the saving of it, you know? Maybe girls save it like, oh, haha, you loved me this much. Maybe it's not always like a positive thing, you know what I mean? Like, or maybe it's like, look at me, I was, you know, adored by all these people, you know?
Yeah, you should have to, you have to give all that stuff back. I think when the relationship is over, you give it all back. You give it all back to the other person, and the person decides what you can have again.
Nope.
All right.
No, do you also give back presents?
That's different.
Not really. It's a sentiment of how much you liked someone.
If they wrote on the present, if it's engraved, you have to give it back.
Nope. Seriously?
No.
Okay.
No, but cards, I don't know. It's weird to me. It's like,
I understand that. I understand that. And like, I think that you always feel weird about talking about this kind of thing because obviously I'm an ex. So
yours, I'm saving.
No. So so you're like, she's asking me if I saved her cards. I don't care whether you keep them or not. I feel like they're yours to keep or not. So however you think. You just can't throw out mine that you find.
I'm taking the cards you gave me and I'm going to eBay them. Is that out of line?
No. That, no. As soon as eBay's involved,
all right,
nothing's out of line.
Porn mogul Berth Milton Jr. sees a future not in hotel porn, but in porn hotels. Let me explain. This guy, Milton, wants to open as many as 100 sex hotels in cities around the world where guests could stay for free if they agree to have sex in front of the webcams.
I'm picturing this, and it's seemingly a good idea, but let's say you would go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sign up for, I'm going to take the 2 p.m. sex slot? And how much sex are you supposed to have in order to be all right qualified with the hotel? You know, like, do you rack up hotel points? Like, okay, blowjob equals 20 points, and you have to rack up like 100 points in order to stay one night. You know, sheets on while you're having sex is 5 points. You know, your ass in the camera is another 3 points.
Their sessions would then be broadcast on the web to subscribers.
Now, the subscribers, I'm thinking, do they go from room to room until they find someone having sex? You know, at any given moment, not everybody's having sex.
The hotels would be luxury hotels. He's the CEO of Private Media. He's the son of the man credited for creating hardcore porn in the 60s. Skeptics abound. I'm one. I don't see you're getting that many people to 100 sex hotels.
That's a lot.
I don't think you're going to fill up one sex hotel.
I think he's going to start with one, though, right?
Well, he's... He says skeptics abound, but Milton believes porn fans will pay to watch amateurs having sex. He estimates that subscribers could bring in about $44 million annually. Well, let's see. How many people are able to orgasm? Take that number of people. Multiply that.
Yeah, you know, I do think there are more people wanting to be watched having sex than we would probably imagine, but... I don't know. It's like no control. You know, your dad could be on there searching the hotel. You know?
He says the important thing is to go all the way, not halfway or a third of the way. Imagine how they were laughing at Steve Jobs and Bill Gates when they came up with their own ideas.
Okay, well.
Of, you know, computers and the iPhone.
Maybe he should more talk about, you know, penthouse people and Playboy.
Right.
You know.
Milton researched the concept. Here's how he researched it. He visited more than a dozen swingers clubs around Barcelona. Done. It has to be a hotel for non-swingers as well, he says. He wants to be clear. Not super explicit where everybody's running around naked. That takes the style and class out of it. Milton runs Nevada-based Private Media Group, which travels to exotic locales to film X-rated versions of movies like Cleopatra and Gladiator. I've seen that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, Glad He Ate Her.
Seriously?
I'm just making it up.
That's very hilarious.
I bet it is.
I don't know. I wouldn't discount this completely, but...
I would.
Yeah.
You're not going to get it. You wouldn't get enough. You're not going to get enough to fill up one hotel room. There's not that many people willing to do this.
And constantly on vacation in this one hotel, in this one place.
Right. And yeah, you got to, if you're staying at a luxury hotel, a blowjob's not giving you a night. You know, and if your dad's the inventor of hardcore porn, now if you want to use the pool, there's a chandelier involved.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Bret Michaels wants to say to everybody he did not have sex with Miley Cyrus's mother.
Is he saying that because if he were to have had the sex, then he's cheating on someone? Like, isn't he with his baby's mom right now?
He's with his baby's mom. Me, who can watch anything. And Bret Michaels, I loved Poison growing up. I cannot watch this shitty reality show of his. Now, if he's fucking Miley Cyrus's mom on it, or at least having a fight about it, maybe that'd be interesting. But this is a boring piece of shit. But maybe he has, you know, he's America's sweetheart now. Ever since that coma of his, best thing that ever happened to him. Weird. I think people in Hollywood are trying to induce self-induce comas.
Yeah, now that it's working for someone.
Give themselves brain hemorrhages.
It's so weird. He's such a weird kind of version of a scumbag.
How do you mean?
Hey, baby, yeah, I'm totally listening. Right. Let's bang. You know, why is that an American hero? I saw on Talk Soup that he made his daughter cry on the reality show.
Yeah, it was in the first episode, so I did see that one. And he drives around real slow on his bike, and he takes his little girls around this little cul-de-sac. And so he said, now, I'm going to show you this, my youngest daughter. It's a grave site, somebody that died on a bike. So this is why I tell you to wear a helmet and listen to me.
Oh.
So the daughter freaks out, like, well, I don't want to die. It's like, no, you're not going to die. Forget I said anything. Everything's safe.
Right.
And she's flipping out. What happens? He's the worst father.
Well, apparently, he didn't introduce death at all to this girl.
Yeah, she
thinks this is her first introduction to death. This is death.
She thinks your bike falls over and they're going to bury you underground forever.
Yeah, why is he underground? He can't breathe. They're like, she was asking some questions where,
right?
How come she doesn't know at all about that?
She freaks out, and then Bret Michaels says, don't worry, you go to heaven, and God sends another one of you back.
Oh my God.
And she goes, what if that other one of me is a bitch? Like, what if I get a, what if a jerk comes back? I don't want that. And she starts flipping out, and he's like, oh my God, I don't know. Hands the baby over to the roadies. They raise her.
Yeah, like anything he said just flipped her out even more. No, you go to heaven, but I don't want to go anywhere.
But I think he's nervous, like this, you know, ever since the brain hemorrhage, whatever other problems he has, he wins Apprentice because of that, and you know that's why, you know. And everybody loves him, and I guess this would make him look like a scumbag. Remember the days when you were a rock and roller? Fuck Miley Cyrus's mom?
Yeah.
Fuck Miley Cyrus.
And her mom at the same time.
As the dad was playing Achy Breaky Heart in the corner. I mean, that's a rock star. Those were the days. What the fuck is going on now?
Even New Kids on the Block talk about when they were touring that moms would come with their daughters as a way to try to get in there.
Yeah. Remember the things that you had to do for a backstage pass? When Motley Crue say, I didn't do it. Maybe nowadays. But man, back then, no, it's frowned upon. Bret Michaels wants everybody to know he did not have an affair with her. The rocker was asked on Fox and Friends if anything happened with a mom. The answer is no, he replied. I've been friends with her family forever. It started out with me and Miley simply working on a stage together. Working on a song together, excuse me. Her mom, Tish, likes Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
That's enough.
Thank God, man, he wrote that song. He's on the, no joke, he's on the Roses and Thorns tour right now. That's the story of my life. Whatever this show he has now is called, you know, is wrapped. Roses are wrapped around the letters, you know. The first concert Miley ever saw was Poison, and so they wanted to remake it for the new record. Last week, rumors surfaced that Michaels and Tish had an affair earlier this year while Miley was working on her album with the rock star. Billy Ray Cyrus filed for divorce late last month, citing irreconcilable differences, and it was immediately speculated that Michaels was the cause. But the former Poison frontman insists his relationship with the Cyrus family was completely professional. Quote, when I was in the studio, Miley came in and sang on my song, and that was it.
Man.
The day is gone when rock stars were rock stars.
Well, you're not supposed to follow the reality show of finding true love.
I guess.
That's not exactly rock and roll, even if they are strippers.
Or it's all fake.
Yeah, but the whole thing is just, you know.
You called that, remember that? You called that last Rock of Love from the get-go.
Yeah.
Was that the one like, oh, she's in Penthouse? All right, it's going to be her. And not because she's the most beautiful. She wasn't by far.
No, but she's the one wearing their logo, and they're not fuzzing it out.
Yeah, so...
Since when can you just put a Penthouse shirt on?
Hey, remember the... we were watching Jackass 3D. And Kyle, you know, was out of control and all that. We told that story. He happened... And I've been hearing about this drink lately. He happened to be drinking this drink called Four Loko. And I guess it's a malt beverage. It's caffeinated. So I guess you're getting drunk, but it's keeping you awake.
But it's also... aren't people drinking it because it's super, super cheap? And also, the volume of alcohol in it is way higher than anything else?
It's malt liquor. And in general, malt liquor has twice the amount of alcohol in it as your regular beers. And... But this... thing specifically seems to be causing so many problems that different states are banning it. I'm curious. Washington state residents will no longer find what is called blackout in a can.
Whoa.
The beverage Four Loko, F-O-U-R Loko, L-O-K-O. The infamous party drink. It's like it's new and it's infamous already. The infamous party drink responsible for the hospitalization of 9 Central Washington University students at an October 8 house party is being placed under emergency ban by the state's Liquor Control Board.
Yeah, but it's, you know, alcohol and cigarettes is such a weird thing because they are legal.
Right.
And, you know, these weirdo bans, like they're thinking of getting rid of just menthol cigarettes. You know,
right. It's
like, oh, menthol is just for taste. It's you know, just to attack the kids with it. It's just to get them hooked, blah, blah, blah. It's like, why don't you make a decision? You know, alcohol is bad. It's not the first time 9 people are hospitalized, you know, because they're drinking booze.
But maybe it is. Like, maybe, of course, it's not the first time, but maybe, like, all these cases are coming in. They're looking at the case. It's like, Four Loko is coming up a lot more than vodka, a lot more than Hurricane. Like, something's going on with this one. The temporary
I'm just remembering, like, when I was in Florida years and years ago, there's this one bar, so fucking cool, but I'm not a drinker, but it's all Slurpee machines.
Mm-hmm.
And they have fucked up names. Like, one of them is called Call a Cab.
Hmm.
Call a Cab.
One's the actual cab number. One is a cabbie.
But you're allowed to have that, you know?
Can you order the go home, you know?
Go home with someone.
The temporary ban, which passed, piss yourself. Did you have the piss yourself one? That's the red one.
Sean is saying, imagine university students overdoing something.
It's just funny that this one. So the temporary ban, which passed unanimously and includes all caffeinated alcohol drinks.
So what about Red Bull and vodka?
Well, you
if
can
you mix.
If
you mix it yourself, it's legal?
It's illegal if you mix it yourself. It will remain in place for 120 days as the board deliberates protocol for a permanent prohibition. The Liquor Control Board cited, quote, public health and safety concerns. A lobbyist for Fusion Projects, the maker of Four Loko, objected to the Liquor Control Board's ruling. Now, here's where, you know, what are they going to say, I guess? But here's where they lose me a little bit. No one is more upset than we are when our products are abused or consumed illegally by underage drinkers. I bet some people are more upset by you.
I bet their parents are a little more upset than you.
But we also believe curbing alcohol abuse or underage drinking will not be accomplished by singling out a lone product or beverage category. You're deliberately, can we agree that you're deliberately making a product?
To get people fucked up.
To get fucked up.
Yes, but you're not deliberately making it for kids to get fucked up.
I don't know, necessarily. You put in a little extra orange taste for the kids.
No, maybe... I think kids drink more disgusting beer than, let's say, girls drink disgusting drinks. Like, females, you know, my age, older, you know, need more fruity drinks. They need it for it to taste good. And I think kids will drink whatever the fuck just to get them fucked up.
I think...
So maybe that's your argument, is this will get them the most fucked up.
Right.
There's a reason why Kyle drank it. It's the cheapest thing he can find that will have the most effect. That might be something.
I think it is something. You know, you have... Now, obviously, people are overindulging in everything, but...
But it's,
you know,
easier to overindulge in this because it's more alcohol, less money.
Right. We think the true answer lies with increased education and awareness by all and with respect for the law. Education.
Mm-hmm.
Then put a class together. You know? People need to be educated on our get fucked up drink. Several colleges, including the University of Rhode Island and Ramapo College... And New Jersey recently banned the caffeinated alcohol concoction from their campuses. Michigan, and Oklahoma are also prohibiting the sale of similar products.
Well, like I said, are they banning Red Bull and vodka? Are they?
No, but you can have your Red Bull. You can have your vodka.
You have to pay for it. It's two separate things. That costs a little bit more. You have to put more vodka in it to get more fucked up.
Right.
I see your point.
And Red Bull's very expensive, too.
Yeah.
Images of corpses, rotting teeth, and diseased lungs will take up half the space on a pack of cigarettes, says a new law proposed today.
This is like Canada. Now they're bringing it to the U.S.
The graphic new labels are designed to scare smokers into quitting by showing what can happen to them. The warnings are required under a law passed last year that gave the Food and Drug Administration the power to regulate tobacco products. I don't think it'll change a thing.
I don't know that it will. I think they're more targeting kids. So it's like, maybe if it's in the kids' faces, on the box, maybe they won't start. There's a study that if you don't start smoking before you're 18, you're very, very unlikely to smoke regularly in your life.
But you know? do you have to think about kids' mentality? Do you not put a, this is dangerous, packet on it? Four Loko probably has skulls and dead people on it.
Well, this is not skulls. Skulls are, you know, badass and cute at this point. Right. This is really, from what I heard, it's a good lung next to a bad lung that really makes you want to throw up. It's, you know, I really do like the anti-cigarette campaigns that are happening on TV because they're showing this guy taking a shower and he has a hole in his throat because of, you know, what the cigarettes did to him. They gave him, like, throat cancer. They show him Q-tipping the hole. I can't even look at it. I mean, yeah, as I'm describing it, you're wincing, and it's just gross. That, when I was a kid, and this sounds so corny, but the anti-drug things that I used to watch on TV did have some kind of effect because they scared me into, they showed me, like, some of the effect. I feel like, if you're only seeing people smoke and it looks really cool, if you're only seeing that, then you're not really, because kids don't get like what can happen. I think adults don't get it either. But if you're showing me somebody get high and then like, you know, hurt his mom or something, and then I'm like, oh my God, potentially I can do something really bad. And that sounds really corny, but I think it does help.
This is what they're putting on. A corpse with a toe tag, stained rotten teeth and a mouth with a gaping sore, babies surrounded by cigarette smoke.
See, the babies, I don't think matter. The what was the first one?
The corpse. A corpse with a toe tag.
I don't think that matters because, you know, I think kids and everybody thinks they're invincible. Right.
You can die by anything.
Yeah, but gross teeth, like, you know, the vanity is.
Right, something. Gross teeth, I see. What I see the baby ones, you're not thinking like that. You're just going, oh, I won't smoke in a nursery.
Exactly. Oh, I don't have babies, or I'm never around babies, or this doesn't affect me.
But, I know it's a comedian's joke, but I used to think this when I was a kid, when they had different warnings. Like, this will cause pregnancy, you know, this will complicate pregnancy, this pack of cigarettes. You know, this pack of cigarettes would give you the brain tumor. And then you wonder, you order them, and it's like, here you go. And like, no, not the brain tumors. I'll take the pregnancy one.
But I don't think that's how you start smoking. Nobody starts smoking with their own pack of cigarettes. Not really.
Right.
You know, you usually start smoking because somebody else is smoking in your sight. And they ask you if you want one, or you have one, you bum one. You know what I mean? It doesn't really start with a pack.
They also have a set of diseased blackened lungs, like you said, shown next to a pair of healthy pink ones. And this was a joke from Norm MacDonald. He said he was watching an anti-smoking commercial, and they showed you a smoker's lung. And he's like, oh, my God, it's disgusting. And then they go, and here's a healthy lung. And he said, oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, the insides of a body are pretty gross in general.
The FDA will seek public input on the proposed labels. Cigarettes cannot be sold in the U.S. after October 22nd, 2012, without the labels.
Whoa, they need to sell out of the old cigarettes.
This is the most important change in cigarette health warnings in the history of the United States, says the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
The Canadians are writing in to our show right now on feedback. And they've had this for a while now. I remember going up there. It was really gross on their packs of cigarettes. Preston Buttons from Toronto. We've had pictures on smokes up here for a while. It was a novelty to collect them for a while. Like, oh, do you have the lungs one?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do you have the babies one?
Yeah, it didn't change a thing in Canada, I'm reading. People are asking for it. Can I have the bleeding brain? I already have black lung. I need the rotting teeth and I need bleeding brain and then I'll have them all. But then I can display them next to my empty bottles of Four Loko. You ever see that? Like, you know, it's younger people, but yeah. You see, they could have their own apartment. They just think it's like, I drank that whole bottle. That goes on my mantle.
There are people who have wallpaper of the, you know, they take the label off their Budweiser or something and create an entire wall of that.
Can you imagine?
Can you, I'm talking to people, do not date these people. They are not ready to be dating. Fuck them, but it'll be a bad lay.
Do you know I used to do that?
Oh, fuck. No, I don't. How old were you?
How old was I? Old enough.
How old?
I don't know.
Did I know you?
Did you know? No, you definitely did not know me.
I'm saying you weren't ready to date when you were doing
maybe,
that.
Okay. Maybe.
But and you know what? From what I read about your dating,
I'd take labels off and I'd put them on my wall and be like, oh, it's gonna be covered like wallpaper. And then there are just too many. And I'm
yeah.
like, this is disgusting.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I didn't. So I threw it out.
All right, then.
Then I started dating. And no girl like, oh, that's attractive.
Exactly. Yeah. Girls walk into your room and everything is Budweiser paraphernalia. I remember when we first started dating, you know, let's say your birthday would come up or something. My friends would come to whatever shindig we were doing. And it's so easy to get you something beer-like or drink-related. And I was like, no one is allowed to do that because I do not want a blinking Budweiser sign on my fucking wall. Like, okay, get it, it's novelty, but what do we do with it after the ha-has of him opening right. his present? No.
It is weird, all that stuff. It is weird. The new warnings cover 50% of the front and back of each pack and 20% of the top of each cigarette advertisement. Smoking rates, if you're curious, have dropped significantly in the U.S., but about 20% of adults and high school students smoke. And tobacco is the leading cause of premature and preventable death.
So the way I think about this is, who cares? So it's another cover to the cigarettes.
Right.
It's not going to lead to more cigarettes smoking, right? It's not going to go, oh, that looks funny, let me smoke. So whatever, you know, it's a shift and then the end.
What's strange to me is that, and I'm not talking vendors, some people are not going to like this. Why? Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Like, it doesn't really, okay, maybe it's a waste of time. Meh, okay. So,
do you think we're at the point, though, where you're looked down at for being a smoker? I kind of do.
No, more than maybe, you know, when my dad was 20. You know, definitely more, right. because I think that was a cool thing, and they didn't know that it led to cancer at all, so it was just plain old cool.
You don't hear if you ask somebody if they smoke, and they do, and they go, yeah.
Yeah, it always follows by, yeah, I keep trying to quit. That's yeah. true.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but then again, if we looked at the statistics of how many people are starting to smoke, it's upsetting, you know? Like, our buddy, I'm going to keep bringing it up, Brother Love, who now smokes. Seriously? Can you take up cigarettes right now, Keith?
Can I?
Can you just take it up? Like, if I saw you smoking all of a sudden, it would be so weird.
It would be silly. It would be silly. He's writing me right now. He's saying he does not, and he quit.
Really?
I don't know.
Brotherloverocks.com. His information is on there. His merchandise is on there. I say the more merchandise you buy from him, the less he's allowed to smoke.
He is saying, but Keith, you would look so fucking cool. I would.
You know, there's something about, you know, the cigarette and the pulling of the smoke and, you mm-hmm. know, having something to do with your hands. Also, there's like a community. You're all standing outside like douchebags, things right. like that, you know. Let's go out for a smoke is a reason to stop talking to someone you don't want to talk to, you know.
Right.
I just gotta smoke. Oh, you know me, I'm just an addict. Oh, I gotta go outside. It's too cold for you, though.
I would leave a conversation that was boring and I'd walk away and pretend, like mime a cigarette. And they come over and they're like, what are you doing? You're just pretending? I'm like, I'm trying to quit, but I gotta do this by myself.
That's a good one, though. You know what? Somebody for real is doing that. Like, I have to have cigarette breaks
right.
without my cigarette.
I got to get out of here.
Lauren told me that at work, she takes cigarette breaks and just walks around the block. Because I've seen, you know, other employees that work with her. They're like, right. can I take a cigarette break? And I'm like, what the fuck? They are allowed to take a 10-minute break. You know how shifts are.
Right.
You know, you're a waiter. You mm-hmm. want to take a break. So she goes, yeah, I take cigarette breaks also, except I just walk around the block.
And not smoking.
No, she's not smoking.
I was the king of flicking the cigarette. I was very good with the flick. In fact, I didn't smoke, though. I would ask smokers, you done with that? And then I'd flick it. Good many feet, too. British officials are working on a new app that will allow users to urinate into their phones and find out within minutes if they have an STD.
They're urinating where?
I don't know. Into their phones. $6.5 million has already been invested in this project.
Maybe it's like, you know how we have the card swipe thing? Maybe it's a small attachment that has sort of, you know, the pregnancy tab where you can pee on the little tab. Maybe you can buy tabs for your phone or something.
So you're getting in that. You're not getting on your phone, right?
How do you not get it on your phone in order for it to read your urine? Are they having a laugh?
Right. They're having a bit of laugh. A bit of a laugh. That's ridiculous. $6.5 million. I don't know.
For an app. How much is the app going to cost?
I guess 6. let me mention this, by the way. Bingo is this Sunday.
Woohoo!
I'm very excited. I'm going to call out numbers like nobody's business. And who's the performer this time, Khemda?
Adam Matta.
Oh, fuck!
This guy is so cool. Matta is spelled M-A-T-T-A. And this guy does this, like, beatbox thing. I know this, I don't know how to explain it, but he can tell, like, a whole story with it. He's really, really interesting to watch. And when I say beatboxing, maybe people are thinking, oh, you know, I've seen beatboxing before. I heard it before. This guy is so cool, and I'm so excited to have him. So bingo's at 6 o'clock, and it ends at 9:30. There's no cover. There's no drink minimum. We get prizes. Eliel at Bowery said for every round of bingo, there could be a free shot.
Oh.
So free shot for every bingo winner. How's that?
Look at that. And do you get to keep the shot glass and display it on the... on your mantle next to your Four Loko bottles?
Sure.
All right. There you go. Well, I'll be there. This Sunday, where are the times?
6 to 9:30, Bowery Poetry Club. And the we're on Facebook with the meetup. And we're also, you can also go to BoweryPoetry.com, but also KeithandTheGirl.com/events for all Keith and the Girl events. Also, on KeithandTheGirl.com/events, you could see who our guests are coming up. For example, tomorrow, Adam Brown is coming on. Patrice will be coming on soon. You could see when she's on. And we actually posted till the end of the year, the entire Keith and the Girl schedule at keithandthegirl.com/events.
This is Missy Johnson is writing this. She has a question, speaking of the website. I do give two shits about this email, but I understand if you don't have time to acknowledge it. I had to stop listening to Keith and the Girl for a while because I couldn't access the show at my new job. Usually I listen at work. I just got IT to hook me up, yada yada, started listening to recent episodes, and I just found out that you two broke up.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
How long ago was that?
The episode?
No, just about how long ago did we announce it?
Months ago. Months and months.
I've been searching in all episodes for a while, and I can't find where you guys discussed what happened. Not that it's any of my business. Of course it is, Missy.
Not that it's any of your business what we broadcast.
Not that it's any of my business, but I'm a nosy fucker, and I know that you two are usually pretty open and honest about your lives with your listeners. I do think it's pretty cool that you guys were able to keep the show and stay friends. Not everyone can have that kind of relationship with their ex. If you could even tell me how long ago it was, that would be awesome, or even a show number guesstimation. It's been months since I've gotten a chance to listen, and I bet there's other listeners that are in the same shoes as I am. I doubt it. I really doubt it. I appreciate it. If not, cool too. As always, thanks for the show's missing.
Very easygoing, this person.
So I go to keithandthegirl.com. Right on top, I see there's a search bar. I type in the search bar.
At the very, very top of our website.
I type in breakup. There it is. There's all the information you need.
And you can type in whatever you want.
Anything you want.
What else do you want to know about our lives? Who knows better about Gilmore Girls? What? I'm sure everybody will be Googling that.
There you go. It'll be right there.
Yeah, so go to keithandthegirl.com. Right on top, there's a search bar, and you're actually searching throughout our site, which a lot of it is, you know, about the shows. That's why we have show notes.
Pictures, notes, guests, forums. It goes through everything that's on the site. Anything you're looking for. Type in bingo, that kind of stuff. Well, don't forget. This show is brought to you by MusicLifeRadio.com. MusicLifeRadio.com features folks like Jason Everman of Nirvana and Soundgarden. Still, stories from Mark Maron and even Keith and the Girlers like Guitar Rob and intern Kyle Thompson. Go to MusicLifeRadio.com for stories at the intersection of music and life. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
keithandthegirl.com.